This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamam. We're continuing the Shiur on Sefer Shemois, which are dedicated by the Zakheim family, by Dr. Zakheim and Mishpachti Le'anishmas of Shlomo Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakheim, Rivka Bas Tzvi Halevi, Rav David ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi HaKoyen, Began Eden, Temenu Chasim, that should be Melitza Yisharm for their whole family, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. The Shirim of Chodesh Shvat are dedicated by the Israeli family of Great Neck, Le'ile Nishmas, Meir Ben David, whose Yahrzeit is Ches Shvat, tonight, Yeshua Ben Yechezkel, whose Yahrzeit is Chaf Tes Shvat, Began Eden Tehimenu Chasam. This week's Shir is sponsored by my dear friend Reb Kenny Pinsauer, whose mother's first Yahrzeit was today, Zayin Shvat, Dina Bas David Chai HaKoyhein. Began Eden Tehimenu Chasam, she should be Melitza Yishar for her whole family, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. Tonight's Shir is dedicated by my dear friend Reb Yaakov Tuvi, in honor of his Bar Mitzvah Parsha, and for Siyata Deshmaya for Klal Yisrael. Today's Shir is dedicated by our dear friend and live participant, Aryeh and Michelle Jacobson, Le'ile Nishmas Michelle's grandmother, Mrs. Tsema Besserglick. Tsema Bas Chaim Ezra's Choron Vracha, whose 18th Yahrzeit was this past Monday, the 5th of Shabbat. Tonight's Shir is dedicated by Muriz Mugur Lamasanu, who's listening in in a different country.
Denmark.
Thank you. He's listening in Denmark. Okay. Okay, here we go. As a schus for bracha v'hatzlacha. Okay, we have a very interesting topic tonight. First of all, a few commercials. Tu B'Shvat is coming up, so make sure you get the light and the splendor. Actually, this coming Shabbos, Art School is having a special Shabbos, and they published special editions just of Tu B'Shvat for the first time. But it's not available to the greater public, but you could get the light and the splendor. Make sure you have Magid HaRakia on Shemois and other important volumes. Okay, I want to ask you a question tonight that I never saw anywhere. Nobody seems to ask this question. We know that on Shabbos you're supposed to have Lechem Mishnah. It has something to do with the man, because on Shabbos there was Lechem Mishnah. The thing was, there was man every day, so you should have to wash every day. Why, if you're supposed to have two rolls on Shabbos, Zecher to Lechem Mishnah, why aren't you supposed to have one roll every day, zecher to the regular man? So you say you are obligated. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that you have to eat pas shachris. So you do have to have bread every day. But is it an absolute chiyuv? It's just recommended. The Gemara says that if you eat pas shachris, you won't smell. So if you want to take the Gemara's advice, it's recommended. Otherwise, you're not required to remove bad odor. The Gemara also says that if you don't eat bread in the morning, you'll be in a bad mood the whole day. And you'll be jealous, and you'll be angry, and you'll be anxious. But you're not obligated to eat the bread. But nowhere does the Gemara say you have to eat bread to remember the man. Okay, that's sort of an opening question. Let's begin with the Rama in our Chaim Siman Reish Mem Beis. The Gemara says, Yesha Kasvu. The Rama tells us there are those who write Shabbat Miksas Mekoymois in some places Nagu Le'echal Molyasa. They have a custom on Shabbos to eat Molyasa Shekorin Pashtida Belel Shabbos. Raise your hand if you eat Pashtida on Shabbos. I'm not giving you any good ideas, I see, you know. Is there a minha? There are those who eat Pashtida on a Friday night. It's some kind of dough filled with meat. Zecher Leman. As a commemoration of the man, Shahayu Mechusa Lamala Ulamata, the man was covered above and below. But says Ramav Larisi Lachash Lazah, I never saw anybody really, any poiskim say that you should be choshesh for this minog, but some say you should do this, you should have this food as to commemorate the man. Okay, very interesting. I don't do this, I don't think you do it. Okay. The Ramah says, Lo ra'isi lachash lazeh, but it's brought in the Ramah to commemorate them on Friday night. So in the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos, one of the Achronim, he asks that this minog is tamua. Why? Why in the world would you make a commemoration of the man on Shabbos if Shabbos is the one day the man didn't fall? What's the chachma of remembering the man on the day there was no man? I understand to have pashtida on every other day, maybe eat it Friday, but to eat it on Shabbos? What's the chachma to eat it on Shabbos? Why would you eat man on the day that the man didn't fall? Why would you commemorate man on the day the man didn't fall? Does that make any sense? Ma inyan man etzel Shabbos, halo lo yorad haman b'Shabbos. Well, what's the inyan of that? So Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim says, and by the way, the Tosfos Shabbos, the way he asks is, Uma ra'u al kacha, uma higia aleihem. Where did this custom come from? He says, by the way, Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim says that because it didn't fall on Shabbos, we should commemorate it. So he says, that's doichik. Why should you commemorate something that didn't fall on Shabbos? So therefore, the Tosfos Shabbos says that how beautiful, how inspiring is the amazing presentation of the Sefer Toras Chaim. The Toras Chaim is one of the Kadmoinim, who writes a very interesting reason for eating, for commemorating the man on Shabbos. And that is, we are not commemorating at all the man that fell for Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. What are we commemorating? Because Shabbos Bereishis is a dugma of La'asid Lavai to the Yom Shekulei Shabbos Umnucha L'chayi Olamim. Right? So Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos, that our Shabbos is a paradigm, is a mashal to the Shabbos of the future, to Olam Haba. So therefore, there's certain things we do on Shabbos in order to commemorate. There's certain things we do on Shabbos in order to commemorate the Yom Shekulei Shabbos Umnucha L'chayi Olamim. What are the things we do? For example, we eat meat. We eat fish. Why do we eat meat? Why do we eat fish? We eat meat to commemorate Shar Habar. We eat fish to commemorate Sudas Levyasan. We make Kiddush on Yayin, Keneged Yayin HaMeshumar LaTzadikim. All the things that we partake of Shabbos are to commemorate La'asa Lavi. According to this, even though most Jewish families have chicken soup, there'd be no Inyan to have chicken soup. Most people have chicken on Shabbos. There's no Inyan to have chicken on Shabbos. It's fish and meat, and that's it. And don't tell me, this fish is just as good as meat. No, don't fall for that. Not anymore, okay? That's maybe old policies. That's a new world now, you know? Your fish is not as good as meat, and your chicken is not as good as meat. I'm not saying that there's a chiv to have meat on Shabbos, but according to this idea, the idea would be specifically to have meat and fish. The meat is keneged Shar Habar of La'asad Lavai. The fish is keneged Sudas Levyasan. The yayin is keneged the special wine that will be served for the tzaddikim La'asad Lavai. By the way, the Taras Chaim writes, he's not brought down over here, that's why you take a hot shower on Erev Shabbos. I know many people, they may not have showered the whole week. And if you didn't eat Pashachris, that could be a very big problem. But, now even if you did shower during the week, if you didn't eat Pashachris, it could still be a problem. But the reason you take a hot shower on Erev Shabbos is because before you go to Olam Haba, you pass through Nahar Dinar, which is Gehenim. So you crank up that shower as hot as it goes, and you think, this is the traverse through Gehenim before you get to Gan Eden. And you hope that is what it's going to be like, okay? But that's the reason to take a hot shower or a hot bath Erev Shabbos is before you go to Gan Eden, you pass through Nahar Dinar. In any event, the Gemara says in Chagiga that there's a special level of the heaven called Shechakim. In Shechakim, they grind man for the tzaddikim la'asad lavai. So therefore, the man that we're having, the reason why we commemorate the man on Shabbos, we are not commemorating the man in the Midbar. The man in the Midbar didn't fall on Shabbos. Why would you commemorate man in the Midbar that didn't fall on Shabbos? On Shabbos, we're commemorating the man that Hashem is going to feed the tzaddikim la'asad lavai. Okay, that is the approach of the Tosefes Shabbos. And if you think this is a drush, the Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha asks the same question. What's the Chachman commemorating the man on Shabbos? It's the one day that the man didn't fall. And the Chafetz Chaim says, look in Tosefes Shabbos, who brings from the Toras Chaim, that the real reason why we eat, the real reason why we commemorate the man on Shabbos, we are not commemorating the man of the Midbar, we're commemorating the man of La'asad Lavai. Yeah? Fine. Lo yizachisi lahavin divareim hakadoshim. I don't understand what they're saying. The month, all the commemorations that we make to the month on Shabbos is commemorating the month of La'asa Lavai and not the month in the Midbar. Do you know how many things we do on Shabbos to commemorate the month, and we're not commemorating the month of La'asa Lavai, we're commemorating the month in the Midbar? Let's start with this. Why do we have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos? Why do we have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos? As we're going to see, who says we do have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos? But why, I think you do, why do you have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos? It's Halach and Shulchan Aruch, but it's al Shtei Kikaris Shleimois, says Mishnah Berurah, Zecher Laman, Dechsev Laktu Lechem Mishnah. Do you need Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov? You need Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov. Do women need Lechem Mishnah? Do women need Lechem Mishnah? Yeah, because Afhin Hayu Ba'oisei Hanes of the Man. So women also need Lechem Mishnah. So wait a second. Why would we have Lechem Mishnah and commemorate the Man on Shabbos if the Man didn't fall on Shabbos? According to the Kasha of the Tosefes Shabbos, why in the world would we have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos to commemorate the man which fell, Lechem Mishnah, but the man didn't even fall on Shabbos? So clearly the man that we're clearly the man we're commemorating on Shabbos is the man of the Midbar, not the man of La'asa Lavai. Here's another halacha. I'm going to share with you halacha tonight. I'm going to take a poll and ask you a very personal question. My guess is nobody does it, but you're going to start doing it, okay? The first thing you do, how many people here have a tablecloth on their table on Shabbos? Okay, very good. Whoever's listening and answer the question, they have a tablecloth on the table on Shabbos. Do you have another covering on top of the challah? Yeah, everybody has a tablecloth, something on top of the challah, otherwise you're not Jewish. If you don't have something covering the challah, you're not Jewish. It's almost as bad as not saying the Parshas Haman on Tuesday. No, I'm joking. It's not a halacha to say the Parshas Haman on Tuesday. Anyway, at what point does your challah need to be covered? When do you need to have your challah covered, and why? So David thinks it's because you're going to embarrass the challah. Correct. Really? So what exactly is embarrassing to the challah? Say the fact that you carry it around in a bag, that he's good with. Saying let's say some people in your family, would you carry them around in a bag? No, but you're right. He volunteers as the official responder. What? Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah brings, why do you cover the challah? He brings from the Torah in the name of the Yerushalmi that since technically you can make kiddush on the bread, and you're not, so the bread is embarrassed, so you cover the challah. Shelo yira hapas bashtoi shein mekachin alav elal ayayin. And usually pas has kedima over yayin, and here it doesn't, so therefore we cover it. According to that reason, how long do you need to cover the challah for? Just until after Kiddush, which is what most people do. After Kiddush, they're not really that concerned to cover the challah. But there's another reason to cover the challah, and that is zecher to the man. The man had a layer of dew on top, a layer of dew on the bottom. So therefore, when you're mekadesh, he says, Avala tam acher shekosavator, that it's zecher leman shayemunach kamay bekuf, so it's like in a box, talamala, vitalamata, mamela gambe makad. So then it would come, now, according to the first reason, that it's only so that the bread shouldn't be embarrassed. What if I actually make kiddush on the bread? Then I don't have to cover it. But according to the reason that it's zecher leman, I would have to cover the challah even if I make kiddush on the challah. The Prima Gadim says that's mashma, that when Kiddush is over, you don't have to cover the challah anymore. Do you need to cover the challah in the morning? Same reason. Until after Kiddush. And once Kiddush is over, could you uncover it? Presumably yes. I don't. Because if the reason is Zeicha Laman, then the Zeicha Laman is when you eat the challah. So you keep it covered when you make the bracha of Hamoitzi. Says Mishnah Berurah, Uvechai Adam Mashma, Dolatam Zeicha Laman, Toiv Sheyeh Mechusa Ad Acher Brachas Hamoitzi. It's good for it to be covered until after Hamoitzi. According to the reason of Zeicha Laman, while you're making Hamoitzi, you keep it covered. So I had some beginners over at my house, and I'm making the bracha. They're looking at me. They're like, you know, I'm thinking, what did I do wrong? They think, why you have it covered still? I said, I'm not sure, but I think that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So I whipped out the Mishnah Berurah, and yeah, he says it should be covered. It's better to have it covered, and as a zecher to the man. Okay, so wait a second. But if the only reason why we're commemorating the man is we're commemorating the man of La'asalavai, the man of La'asalavai had no dew on top, had no dew on the bottom, you shouldn't need any tablecloth on Shabbos. So clearly, what we're commemorating on Shabbos is the man in the Midbar and not the man of La'asalavai. So I don't understand this approach of the Tosfos Shabbos. There's so many things we do on Shabbos, zecher to the man. But then the question is, why in the world would we commemorate man on Shabbos if it didn't come on Shabbos? Why would you commemorate the man on the one day it didn't fall? Okay. Let's investigate further. The Pasuk says in Parshas B'Shalach, V'haya b'yom ha'shishi, it was on the sixth day, the Hechinu Esa Sharyaviu, and they prepared that which they brought. Vahaya Mishneh Ala Sharyulkatu Yom Yom. And it was double of what they gathered every day. By the way, the source in the Torah to prepare on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos is this Pasuk. The Makar of Hachana Erev Shabbos is Vahaya Bayam Ashishi, the Hechinu Es Ashar Yaviu. And I was going to talk about the subject of preparing for Shabbos, but I was led in a different direction. Actually, you know, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Reish Mem Beis that one of the most important preparations for Shabbos is actually baking challah. Actually baking challah. So, and the Mishnah Berurah very much encourages the actual baking of challah for Shabbos, that it's an ancient custom in Klal Yisrael, and one should not rely on purchasing it as one of the main preparations for Shabbos.
Can you bake it and freeze it?
Yeah, you could bake it and freeze it. The main preparation for Shabbos is Friday, but if any preparation you could do before, which is just as good, would be okay. Now, that means they prepared on Friday and they found that it was double. V'haya Mishneh, liyoyim ulamachras. So that means when the man fell on Friday, enough man fell for Friday and for Shabbos. So let's think for a moment. Why do we have Lechem Mishneh on Shabbos? To commemorate the double portion. But there was no double portion. What double portion? Fridays was Friday. You need to eat on Friday. And one portion fell for Shabbos. So why in the world are we commemorating Lechem Mishneh? That's not Lechem Mishneh. Imagine if the boss told you, hey, you know what? I paid you double today. You didn't pay me double. That's because you're not paying me tomorrow. What's the double? That's not double. That's, what's the song? It's double, triple pay. How does it go?
Gonna
work on very good. Very good. You had a good Jewish education. What, yeshiva? You know,
a lot of yeshivas.
So why do we commemorate Lechem Mishneh? What's double about Friday? Friday you got food for Friday and you got food for Shabbos. So that's called single. I'm not getting the double part of the Lechem Mishneh. And many Rishonim ask this question: what exactly are we commemorating with two loaves on Shabbos if only one measurement fell for Shabbos? Furthermore, if you want to commemorate it, you should commemorate it Friday, no? It fell on Friday. Actually, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't do Lecha Mishnah. At least they didn't do Lecha Mishnah. It's only in the Bavli. The Bavli says you have to have Lecha Mishnah. The Yushalmi does not mention Lecha Mishnah. And in Eretz Yisrael, they did not do Lecha Mishnah until the Psak of the Bavli was accepted. Why? Why in the world would you commemorate Lecha Mishnah if nothing happened specially for Shabbos? That's surprising, no? There's a sefer called Chilukim Bein Bnei Mizrach Umarav. One of the main Chilukim between the practice in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael is Ein Boitzin Al Beis Kikaris B'Shabbos Ubnei Eretz Yisrael Ein Boitzin Al Kikar Echad Shaloi Lahachnes Kavoid Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos. Why would you honor Friday on Shabbos? Lecha Mishnah was an honor of Friday, not an honor of Shabbos. Okay, so let's see where this takes us. Okay? So we have a lot of things to explain. We don't eat something every day to commemorate the man. Why would we commemorate a man on Shabbos if it didn't fall on Shabbos? Why are we commemorating Lecha Mishnah if there was no double portion? What double portion is there? So there are a lot of different approaches over here. Let's see where this takes us. I had a lot of technical difficulties today. My machine broke. My copy machine broke. I had to call in experts and technicians and Bekiyim. And so let's see where this goes. The Taz says, is bothered by this question. The Taz wants to know, why would we commemorate Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos if one portion fell for Friday and one portion fell for Shabbos? So the Taz says very simply, you eat the same amount on Shabbos as you do during the week? When the portion fell on Friday, one was for Friday morning, one was for Friday evening. Okay, that's a regular Friday amount. But Shabbos, besides Shabbos morning and Shabbos night, you need to eat Shal Shudas. So that means that on Friday, the Friday was not just for Friday and Shabbos, it was for Friday and the extra meal of Shabbos. So the Friday was a double portion besides Friday you need for Shabbos morning and Shalosh Shudas. That's why we commemorate the Lecha Mishnah. There was a double portion because more meals were needed on Shabbos than for a regular day. So that's what we're commemorating on by having Lecha Mishnah. The portion that fell for Shabbos and the Shabbos morning and the portion that fell for Shalosh Shudas. By the way, when you eat Shalosh Shudas, do you cover the challah, Zeicher L'man? You do that? I hope you eat Shalosh Shudas. Start with that. Do you have to cover? Do you have to...
You would think that. This is no Kiddush.
Do you cover, right, if it's because of the Kiddush, then you wouldn't have to cover it. But if it's Zeicher L'man, L'chari, you have to cover it. But nobody covers it. Who covers the challah on Shal Shudas? So why would that be? The Ramban says another explanation as to why we commemorate Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. But only one extra portion fell on Friday, one for Friday, and one for Shabbos. Says Ramban, what was the halacha? The pasuk implies, Es asher toifu eifu, ve'es asher tevashlu bashelu, and then the leftover you leave for Shabbos. Could you have an extra amount of man on Shabbos and leave over a little bit? What would happen? The pasuk is mashma, they only have to leave over after they're completely full. Which means they could eat extra Friday, leave over a little bit, and that little bit will be enough for the whole Shabbos. So it comes out there was a special bracha in the Friday portion for Shabbos. The Ramban says, at the end of number 16, Umasha Amar Ba Eskal Ha'oidev, it means even if that leftover was not the usual amount, still that little bit that they left over was enough for the whole Shabbos. That was the double portion. They didn't. Right now, there's no mention of loaves. The loaves are zecher to the man, right? But in the Midbar, it doesn't say that they had loaves. Tosfos says like this. Tosfos says something very interesting. Tosfos says, how much fell every day? An oimer. That means a half an oimer for the morning, a half an oimer for the evening. Typically, the half an oimer was one loaf for the morning, and the half an oimer was one loaf for the evening. So on the Friday morning, two oimers fell. They used half an oimer for breakfast. How many oimers do they have left? One and a half. Each half an oimer, even though it would normally only produce one kikar, it produced two kikaris for each meal. It says Tosfos, the source of Lechem Mishnah, it's not just, oh, two loaves, keneged Lechem Mishnah. That's not the source of Lechem Mishnah. The source of Lechem Mishnah is each, after they had breakfast on Friday, they had an oimer and a half left. Each half an oimer, they were able to make two kikaris instead of one kikar. So it was literally Lechem Mishnah. Usually from a half an oimer, they got one loaf. From the oimer and a half, they got six loaves. So it was double. The Shabbos portion was literally double. That's how Tosfos learns, which is probably the most compelling understanding of what we're commemorating on Shabbos. That what fell on Friday, what it was used for during the week, was half as much as what it produced for the Shabbos food. So usually what people eat on a weekday, they ate double per meal on Shabbos. That's Tosfos' pshat. Very interesting, the Shiboli Halakhet says, you don't need Lechem Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas. Now here's an important thing. We don't paskin that way. One of the most important things when it comes to learning is just because you heard something from someone, that is completely irrelevant in terms of what you should do. Oh, I once heard, pal, what you once heard. Who knows what you heard? If you would follow everything you heard, you'd be in bad shape. Doesn't matter what you heard. By the way, even halacha lemaisa, you can't say, I once heard in a shir, so I'm going to do X, Y, and Z because somebody said that in a shir. You can't follow what you heard in a shir halacha lemaisa until you ask a poisek, this is my situation, what should I do? You can't rely on anything. Unless you see it in a authoritative sefer of halacha, so it doesn't matter what you heard. I once heard that you don't have to wash for shalosh shudas. You don't. People who are not Jewish do not have to wash for shalosh shudas. It's true. Only Jews have to wash for shalosh shudas. Only people whose mother is Jewish have to wash for shalosh shudas. But if your mother is Jewish, that is the only way to fulfill shalosh shudas. There is an opinion you could eat mezonos. The only thing is we don't hold like that opinion. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you eat mezonos, you're not yoytzei shalosh shudas. So it's true, you did hear you don't have to wash. Most people in the world don't have to wash for Shalosh Shudas. They also don't have to wash Friday night. They also don't have to keep Shabbos. But if your mother's Jewish, you have a bris milah, then you also have to eat three meals on Shabbos. Anyway, I don't think I've ever mentioned that before, no? The Shiboleh Halakhet says... Different topic. Was man hamoitzi?
I'm saying we're commemorating the man, right?
I don't think they made hamoitzi on the man. Didn't come from the aretz, right? Yeah, so it's commemorating, right?
Did they make any bracha?
They did. But it's a big discussion. It's a very big topic. What bracha do they make on the man? Okay. The Shiboleh Halakhet says you don't need Lechem Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas. Why not? He says, let's think about it. Two oimers fell Friday night, on Friday. They ate half an oimer for breakfast. That's one loaf of bread. Okay? Friday night, they had three loaves of bread. They had Lechem Mishnah. Shabbos morning, they had two loaves of bread. They had Lechem Mishnah. Shalosh Shudas, they only had one loaf of bread. So therefore, you don't need Lechem Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas. That's the Psak of the Shabbat. I like it. But according to Tosfos, it comes out very good. What's the source of having Lechem Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas? Because according to Tosfos, they had two oimers fell on Friday. half an omer was breakfast, and of the omer and a half, the half became two loaves for Friday night, a half became two loaves for Shabbos morning, half became two loaves for Shal Shus. And that's how we hold. We hold you do need Lechem Mishnah for Shal Shus. But I would assume that the reason we don't cover the challah for Shal Shudas is because there's less of a commemoration of the month, because there is such an opinion that they didn't have two loaves left for Shal Shudas. So even though, meaning we rely on that opinion, at least when it comes to covering the challah. Okay. But there are a lot of loose ends over here. Hopefully we could tie up some of them. And that is, do we really understand why we're commemorating Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos when there was no Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos? It fell on Friday. And do we understand all these commemorations of the month? Well, if we're so interested in commemorating the month, why don't we commemorate it the whole week? Do you understand that? Why are we commemorating the month on the one day the month didn't fall? So I want to share with you something very interesting. Before we do that, let's go to the pasuk, the very first mention of the month. Does anybody know what's the first mention of the month in the Torah? It's not Parshas Beshalach, it's Parshas Bereishis. On the words, Vayivarech Elohim Esyoim Hashvi Vayikadesh Oisai, that Hashem blessed the seventh day and He sanctified it. What does it mean Hashem blessed the seventh day and He sanctified it? So again, this is going way back in history. This happened a long time ago. You know, this pasuk, David, this pasuk was said before you were born. Okay? Vayivarech Elohim Esyoim Hashvi, God bless the seventh day, says Rashi. Now, right now, who's in the world? Adam and Eve, right? That's it. Maybe Cain and Hevel are also around. There was no Torah. There was no Yitzis Mitzrayim. There was no Midbar. There was no Man. And Rashi says, you know what it means? Vayivarech Elohim Vayikadesh. Hashem blessed it with Man, that the rest of the week, an oimer fell, and on the second, and on the sixth day, two oimer fell. And how is Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos in the mun? That it didn't fall on Shabbos. So, a couple of things. The mun is not going to fall for 2,448 years. And it says on the first week of creation, Hashem blessed Shabbos, that a double portion fell on Friday. So Adam was probably saying, really? Where was it? Where is it? Tell me where it is. No, not yet. So then why is it saying, Vayivarech Elohim Esyoim Hashvi? Hashem blessed Shabbos by making the month fall in 2,448 years? Imagine if you told your kid, you know, today's a very special day. Why? Because in 70 years, I'm going to... Okay, that's beautiful. And then another thing is, how did Hashem sanctify Shabbos? Because no man fell. Wow, so holy. What exactly is so holy about the fact that no man fell on Shabbos? Man somehow disturbs holiness? What? Why is Shabbos holy? Because man doesn't fall. Imagine your kid comes to you, Tati, why is today a holy day? So look up. Do you see any man? No man is falling. That's why it's holy. That's why Shabbos is holy, because no man falls. What's the meaning of this?
You don't have to go collect it.
That's true.
You don't have to work for it.
So let it fall on your table. What's holy about Shabbos is the man doesn't fall. Why would this pasuk be written for the far off future? And this is a question the Sifsei Chachamim asks. He says, "V'davar t'mua hu be'enai shebeshvil yuridas haman shehilas man muat." Think about it. In the whole world history, the world's going to be 6,000 years. How many of those years did man fall? 40 years. Oh, you know why Shabbos is holy? You know why it's blessed? Because for 40 out of 6,000 years, man fell twice on Friday and didn't fall on Shabbos. That's the whole groisa gedil of Shabbos. The whole thing of Shabbos is that for a 0.001% of world history, man fell double on Friday and didn't fall on Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is all about. You're telling me now, in the year 5785, Shabbos is holy because thousands of years ago, man didn't fall on this day. Ooh, boy, do I feel the holiness. So, Let's try to understand this. Is there anything about the mun that is still relevant to us? Is there anything today that happens on Friday? Is there anything today that happens on Shabbos? Or was it only for 40 years? So there's a very interesting Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar quotes the Zohar HaKadosh that there are three types of food. The first type of food is when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and they had nothing to eat, so they ate matzah. That was Nama Dimehemenusa, that was the bread of Emunah. That was a very elevated type of food. Then they elevated themselves more and they left Mitzrayim and they were Zoicha to have Hineni Mamter Lachem Lechem in Hashamayim. Many suggest Bnei Yisachar actually in the next paragraph brings to the Ramah Mipano that the bracha they made on the man is Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Machaylam Hamoitzi Lechem Min Hashamayim. That's the second level food. But that's not the highest level of food. What's the highest level of food? The Bnei Yisachar says that the man came from a sphera called Tiferes, but there's a higher level of food. The higher level of food is Vayikadesh Hashem es Yom Hashvi. The highest level, the most elevated type of food, the most refined food, the most elevated food is Macholei Shabbos. Macholei Shabbos are holier than the man itself. Says Bnei Yisachar, that's the reason, you know how Hashem sanctified Shabbos? That there's no man. Because man is a downgrade compared to Macholei Shabbos. Gefilte fish is holier than the man. Your fish is holier than the man. Your meat is holier than the man. There's matzah, there's man, there's Macholei Shabbos. Macholei Shabbos is the highest type of achila. Is the most elevated type of achila. So you say, but wait a second. But they didn't have Shabbos food in the Midbar. They had extra man from Friday. So I guess what he means is, that second portion of man that they got on Friday for Shabbos, that which they ate on Shabbos, that was a different darga of food. That was a more elevated level of food. There was something special about that. So it comes out then, according to the Bnei Yisachar, he says, Vayikadesh Hashem es Yom Hashvi. You know how Hashem sanctified Shabbos? That He sanctified it that they didn't eat regular man. They were upgraded to a higher level of food, and that is Shabbos food. So the Lechem Mishnah that you're eating on Shabbos is not to commemorate the regular man. We don't commemorate the regular man. The regular man maybe is not worth commemorating. We're commemorating the higher level of food. That's Macholei Shabbos, which was the extra Omer. That's like a different level altogether. Actually, you know, it's interesting. The Chesed Avram writes, he says, why when we went into Eretz Yisrael did we no longer have man? You know who the Chesed Avram is? Chesed Avram is the great-great-grandfather of the Chida, Rabbi Avram Azulai. The Chesed Avram says, why when we went into Eretz Yisrael didn't we have man? He says, what would you need man for? The only reason they need man is because you don't want to eat anything that grows in a midbar. A midbar is a land of Tumah. It's like the land of the Chitzoinim. And anything that would be nourished from a midbar would be full of Tumah. But the highest level of food are food from Eretz Yisrael. Think about it. The Shechina is in Eretz Yisrael. When it rains in Eretz Yisrael, it's like the earth is saturated with the Shechina. When something grows in Eretz Yisrael, it's literally being nourished from the Shechina itself. A fruit of Eretz Yisrael is higher than the man. Who needs man if you could eat food in Eretz Yisrael? They needed the man because they didn't want to eat the food of the Midbar. So I just thought, maybe according to the Chesed Avram, we understand why in Eretz Yisrael they didn't have Lechem Mishnah. The only reason to eat Lechem Mishnah is to commemorate the extra dose, the higher level of food that they received for Shabbos, which was a higher darga than the man. If you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you're eating that the whole week. You know, you're always eating a higher darga than the man. Why would you need to have Lechem Mishnah? But let's come back to the Rashi. Rashi says that Hashem sanctified Shabbos that the man didn't fall. Hashem blessed Shabbos that an extra portion came on Friday. Great. Why would Hashem write in Bereishis on the sixth day of creation, right after the 6 days of the creation, that Hashem blessed the seventh day, that two portions fall on Friday, and He sanctified it, that nothing is needed on Shabbos? But there's no man. What's the Ribbono Shel Olam saying in the beginning of creation, thousands of years before the man fell? You ever hear of Zmirais? You know there's something called Zmirais, right? Zmiras is a very important part of Shabbos. The Sefer Chassidim says that Zmiras on Shabbos might be Doraisa. It has a Torah source. And if you say you don't have a voice, the frogs don't have a voice either. But they did what they were supposed to do. They croaked. It wasn't a nice sounding tone. They did it. Where does it say you have to sing on Shabbos? It says, "Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShviyi." God blessed the seventh day, and Eov cursed his life. He said, "My life is cursed. There's no song in it." So from there, we learn out if the definition of curse is no song, the definition of blessing is yes song. So Shabbos has to have song, otherwise it's not Vayivarech. That's one of the reasons why we sing on Shabbos. Another reason is, the Malachim have six wings. They sing with their wings, but they don't have each wing corresponds to another day of the week. They have no wing for Shabbos. Shabbos, that's where you kick in. You have to sing on Shabbos. In one of the Zmirois, in Ki Eshmer Shabbos, we say, take a look at number 22. Boy emtsa samid noifesh lanafshi. In Shabbos, I find always respite for my soul. Hinei ledar rishayin. Behold, to the very first generation, Nasan Kedoshi Moifes. You gave my holy Shabbos as a sign. You know how? Beseis Lechem Mishneh Bashishi. You gave a double portion on Friday. Kacha B'chol Shishi Yachbil Mazaini. On every Friday, God doubles your earnings. Every Friday, God doubles your earnings. When Hashem said, Vayikadesh Hashem, Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShviyi. When God blessed the seventh day, that a double portion falls on Friday. It doesn't mean, oh, you know what it means that Hashem blessed Shabbos? It means that extra man fell on Friday. That's not what it means. What it means is, Hashem made something special about Shabbos. You know what He made special about Shabbos? He made it a day that you don't have to procure for yourself what you need on Shabbos. Whatever you're going to need on Shabbos, you're going to get it on Friday. And Hashem sanctified Shabbos. How did He sanctify Shabbos? That nothing has to be done on Shabbos. It will come to you. Now, somebody might ask, really? When did we ever see that? When did we ever see that black and white? When did we ever see that blatantly? That Hashem blessed our efforts on Friday with a double portion. That Hashem didn't require us to do anything on Shabbos. When did we see that? With the man. That's the model. That's the perfect example. But that's not why. That's not like Hashem only did that for 40 years and after that we never saw that again. No. That's symptomatic of the nature of the world. The nature of the world is kacha, b'chol, shishi, yachbil, mezayni. The way the world works is vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShviyi. Hashem blessed the seventh day. How did He bless the seventh day? That by the time Shabbos comes, whatever you needed to get for Shabbos, you already made. And when Shabbos comes, nothing needs to happen. There's a cert now. So it comes out that what we're commemorating on Shabbos with Lech HaMishnah, this is a little bit of a different approach than the Bir Halacha brought from the Tosefet Shabbos. Tosefet Shabbos says that at your Shabbos meal, you know why you have Pashtida? You're commemorating the man of La'asid Lavai. You're commemorating the man of the Yom Shekul Shabbos Simnucha Chayu Alamim. But it's hard to say that all of the minhagim that we have on Shabbos that are commemorating the man are commemorating the man of La'asid Lavai. That's why we have Lech HaMishnah. That's why we cover the table. That's why we cover the challah. There are many, many things that we do on Shabbos to commemorate the man. So if you take sort of the more traditional viewpoint that what we're commemorating on Shabbos is the man that Hashem brought in the Midbar for 40 years, and you'll ask, well, Why would we commemorate on Shabbos something that didn't happen on Shabbos? We're not actually commemorating that isolated miracle that happened for 40 years and that double portion fell on Friday and nothing fell on Shabbos. We're commemorating the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. The way Hashem set up the world is, you would think, if you need to eat for 7 days, you need to work for 7 days. That's the reasonable manner with which you would think the Ribbono Shel Olam set up the world. But Hashem didn't make the world that way. He sanctified Shabbos in a way that when Shabbos comes, you already have for Shabbos, even though you didn't work for it. The sanctity of Shabbos dictates that even though you didn't do anything for the Shabbos, you're going to have what you need for the Shabbos. How? Because you're going to get double portion. You're going to get kacha b'chol shishi yach bel mezayni. So it's not that phenomenon specifically of the month falling for 40 years. That's symptomatic of what Hashem did for the 6 work days. If you look in the Sifsei Chachamim writes, he says, Kavanas Zehadrosh, number 23 on the second line. The kavana of what Chazal are telling us, Hashem Yisbarach Kidei Shasiyam Hashabbos, Hashem sanctified Shabbos Shaloi Lasis Boi Davar Mitzorcha Il Mazeh. Hashem sanctified Shabbos. We don't need to do any earthly things. Kagoyin Melacha Umaso Mata. We don't have to work. We don't have to do business. Vafilu Hiluch V'Dibur Lo Yehi Kibachol. Even the way you walk, the way you speak, shouldn't be like the weekday. Unless the person say, well, what am I supposed to eat if I don't do any work? So the Torah says, don't worry. Hashem will double your blessing on Friday to sanctify Shabbos that you don't have to do malacha. It's not dafka going on those 40 years, but those 40 years is, so to speak, the av l'kulam. That's the paradigm of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. So these are some of the inyanim that we're commemorating on Shabbos by commemorating the mun. And therefore the mun is a central part of the minhagim of Shabbos to highlight the idea that Shabbos is extricated from the chiyuv of supporting yourself. And the phenomenon of the mun was not only for those 40 years, but as we say in the Zmirois, kacha b'chol shishi yach bel mezayni. Have a wonderful night, everyone. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.